Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pit coach right now. Pat, a very good Thursday morning to you. How you doing?
I'm doing super. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great. We're great. All right, we got a couple games left to play, football games, but you've played 12 to this point. And I heard you talking to Jim Rome about this just a little bit. How do you make sure that this becomes the springboard that you want? Because I think you got a great opportunity to use what's happened already this year to springboard Pitt into something different, right?
Yeah, I think so. You know, just it's a process. And, you know, nothing comes instantly. It's something you got to do a year, you know, year in and year out. And, you know, it's our coaches have done a great job coaching. Our players have done a great job playing. And you just got to take it, you know, game by game and year by year.
Pat, I got to ask you about it. I'm sure EJ made you aware of it, but Friday, I think it was, or maybe it was even Thursday. Yeah, it was Thanksgiving morning. There was a national college football writer who tweeted, if, big if, Pat Narduzzi goes elsewhere, hearing he'll stay through the ACC championship game. There's people who've had you on the list of candidates for the newly opened Notre Dame job. I realize you're in the heat of getting ready for the ACC championship game, your biggest game of the year, as every week's game is. How do you respond to that kind of stuff?
You know what? It's Twitter. There's all kinds of stuff out there. I mean, it's amazing what's out there, but it's all rumors, and I'm here at Pitt and want to be at Pitt.
So nobody is from Notre Dame or anywhere else has called you?
I'm here at Pitt, and I want to be here at Pitt. How about that?
There we
How
go.
About that?
That works.
There we go.
I mean, we don't need to talk about it. We got to talk about Wake Forest. Let's go, Chris. Come on, man.
Well, let's talk about Wake Forest, and let's talk about your team first, though, and I know that it's a process right now for Kenny. How is his health, and how do you view him as a couple days left going into this weight game?
I'm sorry, say that again.
His health. How does Kenny feel right now?
Kenny feels. He feels with his fingers. He feels awesome. he feels with his fingers just like you and me. Kenny feels good. You know, I think, you know, things get stirred up. I think things get, you know, misconstrued. It's something that the radio people don't do. Okay, so you guys will get it right, but
never.
The other media might mess up. But I think his question yesterday was, I had to confirm. I'm like, he said what? But the question was, did you have the flu or something like that? And Kenny just said he didn't feel good. So let's not confuse, you know, a cold and congestion with the flu. So Kenny never said he had the flu, and he did not have the flu. Period. So it's just. We'll end it there.
At Dr. Pat Narduzzi on the Fan Morning Show.
At the same time, though, Pat, there, I mean,
go ahead. Hey, the funny thing is, well, I wouldn't even get into it. We'll just keep going. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. We'll let you slide on that one. The funny thing is, though, it's not funny, I guess. It's curious and interesting that as we're seeing things pop up again around the sports world, you know, teams have tried to tighten things up. Have you had to deal with any kind of different protocols, or has it made practice this week or the last couple of weeks any more difficult?
Yeah, I think, you know, it definitely has. And, you know, we've learned from, you know, what we've had to deal with in the past, which has been good because, like I said, when you get to December, colds are going around. I got a cough, mm-hmm. Okay? I mean, that's just what happens. I mean, it always happens at the end of the year. It's what happens. So we've definitely just put masks on. And so if someone's got a cold and a simple, we just don't want anybody else to have a cold, period. Whatever it is, whatever, you know, stomach ache you have, whatever it may be, whatever we can keep, you know, to ourselves. I just know this. When we were during COVID and you had to wear a mask, it seemed like nobody got sick. And so, you know, we've gone into that preventative saying, hey, for a week, we just got to be smart. Let's protect our bubble again. We know how to do that. We've been one of the best teams in the country at getting 11 games in, and we continue to do that.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Pat Narduzzi joins us now. Dave Clawson, he seems like the kind of guy, I don't know, I see a little bit in you and Dave Clawson and vice versa. He just kind of put his head down and kept building a program, kept plugging away, and now he's here. Do you admire him for what he's done at Wake?
No doubt about it. I mean, he's a tremendous football coach. I've known him for a long time. He's smart. He coaches the details. You know, he's on his coaches to get the details. I mean, it's a detailed program. And when you watch what he does, you know, both offensively and defense, they do what they do. I'm sure we'll see some wrinkles. We saw some wrinkles last time we played in 2018. But his philosophy is, you know, when he puts the tape on, he wants to say, that's how we said it was supposed to be done. He doesn't want to do so much on offense or so much on defense that they can't do it, and then there's execution issues, and then they look bad. And that's what he's done. He's got a program that he focuses on the details. They try to, you know, play the way they're supposed to play, and they worry about the tiny details. And I think that's why they've been successful.
Pat Narduzzi, Pitt head coach, with us ahead of the ACC championship game here on The Fan on Saturday night. There are only three teams in the country that have scored more points per game than you guys, Pat. Ohio State, Western Kentucky, and Wake, 42.9 points to your 42.8. How do you slow them down?
You know what? It's not easy. I tell you what, Hartman is a heck of a player. And, you know, I think I had my teleconference on Monday. You know, you didn't get to watch as much tape, and we were worried about beating Syracuse and didn't know who we were going to play, to be honest with you, so you couldn't watch it if you wanted to. And just the more you watch, and you watch how efficient he is on third down, his intermediate passing game is unbelievable. I mean, he really is a sharp, sharp quarterback, and he puts it right where it needs to be for his receivers. You know, his offensive line does a great job protecting him, and you know, they do a good job catching the football. So, I mean, you got two explosive offenses on the same field in Charlotte this weekend. It's going to be a battle.
You're trying to win a football game, first and foremost. I mean, that's a big thing as far as team-wide. But have you sat or have you talked to Kenny Pickett at all about being in that Heisman talk? Because there's a lot of talk nationally that he's right there and that a lot of people view him as a guy who's a candidate. Have you talked to him about the prestige that he's brought to both himself and the program?
No, I don't think it really needs to. We've mentioned it back and forth, you know, just a, you know, like, how about this or how about that, but nothing like a sit-down, you know, 20-minute conversation about, hey, what are we going to do? Kenny's worried about playing football, and when he keeps going out winning football games, producing like he's producing, those good things happen. If you start to think about, look at this or look at that, then those things don't happen. So Kenny needs to just focus like he has all year long, really his entire career, on beating Wake Forest, and then good things happen. This is another audition for good things afterwards.
Do you think enough people nationally at this point, 12 weeks now into this, know who he is?
I think there's a lot of people in this country that know who he is. I mean, you see some of the stuff that's been said out there. You know, I think he's nationally known. I think people know who they are and know who Pitt Panthers are as well.
How do you use Kenny coming back for this final year? I don't want to say as a recruiting tool, but once you have guys under the umbrella, how do you use it as a tool to show kids why, listen, if you get an opportunity to play more, even if you think like you've set yourself up for something in the future, it's always good to bet on yourself, bank on yourself, and come back and try to show more?
Yeah, Chris, you can't put everybody into one pot, okay? So you can say it was good for Kenny. It might not be good for somebody else. So I hate to treat everybody the same. You know, I'm going to give advice to our guys who, you know, who ask, who need it, who want it, on what they, you know, what I think, and give them the best advice. And some people it's good for, some people it's not good for. And I think it depends on so many different variables, you know, academically, athletically. It comes down to, you know, what's the draft class look at the quarterback position? I can tell you this, in 2022 draft, I guess is what they call it, this upcoming draft, there's, because of the super seniors, there are more players in this draft class than ever. Think about it. It's like a class and a half or maybe two classes. So there's, I mean, you want to come out in this class, whether it's, you know, an underclassman or a guy that's got an extra year that could be a super senior. It'll be the worst year for a kid to come out that's a marginal guy. And I think that's a fact, and I think that's something you're selling. But where are they going to go? What are they going to make? It all comes down to that signing bonus and that guaranteed money.
Not that I ever thought there'd be complacency, but you know the story I look at with your team this year is Jordan Addison coming off a year in which Everybody thought he was really good, and he worked to get even exponentially better. He had to have done a lot of stuff in the offseason to put himself where he is now.
You know, Jordan's been awesome. But let me tell you, I don't look at Jordan and go, wow, he is so much faster. He does this so much better. He does that so much better. You know, Jordan was really good last year, and he's really good this year. I can't see it with, you know, there's some guys I could look at some guys that you go, whoa, wow, okay? I could look at some walk-ons that have come to this program. Like, I'll mention one, Garrett Bickhardt, who has done an unbelievable job. When he came in as a freshman, I was like, that guy will never play. But to see that much improvement from one year to the next, it's just like Kenny. Kenny was a super player a year ago. He didn't just, you know, go see the Wizard, you know, become this great quarterback this year. He was great a year ago. Take in the drops, take in the COVID, take in the offensive line, take into all the stuff in the offseason that we didn't have between a receiver and a quarterback, an O-line and a quarterback. I think that's part of what you're seeing in 2021.
Pat Narduzzi, Pitt head coach, with us here on the Fam Morning Show. If Kenny or any other player, but especially Kenny, came to you and said, hey, coach, I know we got a big bowl game, but I've got to think of my future. I can't play in that bowl game. How would that conversation go with that player?
You know what? It's going to just go like it does any player or any situation where you have want to play in a championship game or a bowl game or wants to go to the NFL early. I mean, just going in the same conversations. It's a personal decision. And, you know, I don't think Kenny's going to be one of those guys. The guy's as big a team guy, captain, as you can imagine. He loves to play football. But you know, you deal with it as it comes. And if that's the way, you move on to the next and you keep going. And, you know, he's got to do and they have to do what they have to do for them. And, again, it comes down to business decisions, okay? And everybody has one to make. You guys have business decisions to make. Coaches got decisions to make. And players have decisions to make. And you can't fault them for their decision making.
All right.
You can educate them. You can educate them, and that's about it.
When you get down to Charlotte, it's now the ACC Subway Championship game. Do you get hit off with a big like swag bag for the ACC game, or does that have to wait until the bowl game here?
I think they get a swag bag of some sort. I don't know if they call it a swag bag. Nowadays, my players tell me it's a drip bag, I guess.
Pardon me. Pardon me.
Swag is the, you know, I just found that out the other day. John Moore said, coach, it ain't swag anymore. It's drip. I'm like, drip. John.
Okay.
John is he's the master of drip.
Okay. Do you have a lot of drip? Do you? I mean, like, you got your shoes that match your hat, and they're all, you know,
I've got no drip at all. I'm
okay.
Like you,
okay.
Colin.
Okay.
I'm just old school.
Bone dry.
You know, Pittsburgh, my old school Pittsburgh Youngstown guy that just, you know.
All right.
You know, my wife gets me dressed in the morning, I walk in the door, whatever she tells me to wear.
No drip? You're not wearing your new Jordans or, you know, your
Yeezys? I got socks and flip-flops on right now. That's not
gotcha.
Much drip.
Yeah,
gotcha.
No, there's no drip there.
It's all about comfort.
Okay. All right. Pat, a very, very good luck to you. We're going to talk to you after this game when you're headed to a big bowl. We know that. Go get them. Beat Wake on Saturday, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds, guys. I appreciate appreciate you having me on today. Hail to Pitt.
All right.
Thanks, Pat.
There's no drip. He's got no drip. I find that hard to believe. I bet he's got some
It's hard to drip when you wear like a golf visor.
But you have to have some to recruit.
You have to at least present a minimal amount of drip.
I can't
Pat
believe he
can
educated
break out
me.
The drip.
He can. I can't believe he educated me and said it's not a swag bag anymore. It's a drip bag.
Might be the biggest piece of news from
that
whole interview.
That is. You know, a drip bag is like an IV bag in a hospital, though,
yes.
Too.
Yeah. You're right.
Say, right? Man, okay. But I'm shook now. I just am. He delivered news to me that it's not called a swag bag anymore. So write that down, though, when we talk to players.
It's a drip bag.
What was in your drip bag?
And we'll have to ask. We'll have to ask Gary from the Peach Bowl.
We will.
What's in the drip bag?
That's the first question I'm asking him. I'm gonna throw a high hard one right at him. Hey, this
says,
Peach Bowl. What the hell kind of bowl is this? What kind of drip bag you got?
You think he knows what we're talking about?
We're gonna find out if he does right away. Straight first
from
question.
Beach View. He knows about drip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.